بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد، على آل سيدنا مولانا محمد، وبارك وسلم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters, and all who are listening on the audio streaming, from amongst the many beautiful du'as of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he taught us many, many du'as, beautiful du'as, and we are to supplicate to him through these du'as. He taught us the way of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who could have been a better teacher than him, who had the strongest relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides him. And he taught us the words whereby we can also gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what we are to ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He taught us the way of asking. So one very beautiful dua relating to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is taught to us is this dua: Allahumma aj'al nabiyyana lana farada wa hawdahu lana mawrida. It's a bit of a longer dua, but now we will go to some aspects of the explanation of this dua. Allahumma aj'al nabiyyana lana farata. O Allah, make our Nabi for us a forerunner. Farata is a forerunner, meaning that he is ahead of us in akhirah. He is our forerunner in the akhirah. And when we reach the akhirah, he is already there. So it is like you send someone ahead, so that when you reach there is somebody that you know you can turn to, who will be there to assist you. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our forerunner. He is there already, and he's already reached the akhirah, and he will await his ummah, and he will help and assist his ummah. Then, وَحَوْضَهُ لَنَا مَوْرِدًا. And let the hawz, his hawz, be our place of meeting and greeting with him. Let that be our place of meeting. Let that be the place where we shall get to meet him. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when you will look for me, O my ummah, on the day of Qiyamah, look for me at three places. Number one, at the hawz. There is al-hawz al-kawthar, the pond of Kawthar. Look for me at the pond of Kawthar, for you will find me at the pond of Kawthar. And second place he mentioned, look for me at the place where the reckoning is going to take place, where the hisab kitab and the weighing of deeds will take place. Look for me there. And the third place he said, look for me at the crossing of the sirat, the crossing of the bridge. Look for me at these three places. I will be at any one of these three places. And why at any one of these three places? Is because this is where the ummah will need him the most. People will be extremely thirsty on the day of Qiyamah. There will not be a drop to drink. They will be extremely thirsty. It will be extremely hot. The sun will be above their heads, and there will be no shade besides the shade of Allah. And everyone will be extremely thirsty. The thirst will overwhelm them, and they will desire a drink. And that is the time when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go to the hawz, and he will begin to pour out the delicious drink of the hawz al-kawthar, which will be whiter than milk, and it will be sweeter than honey, and it will be colder than ice. Beautiful drink, which would have never ever tasted like that in our life before. And he will be there. That is why one of his qualities and titles is Saqi al-Kawthar. Hadi al-Mahshar, Saqi al-Kawthar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Saqi al-Kawthar, the presenter of the drink at Kawthar. Allahu Akbar. There's a lot of details that have been mentioned, the hadith, ahadith, where Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the house himself, then how huge it will be, how big the size will be, and how the cups will be. There will be more cups than the stars in the sky. And the cups will shine more beautiful than the stars in the sky. Allahu Akbar. One is the drink, but one is the utensil. If the utensil is beautiful, it enhances the enjoyment of the drink. Allahu Akbar. And the ummah will be thirsty, and will be looking to quench their thirst. And when they will go there, Allahu Akbar, what a meeting it will be. Then beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there, standing in person, and himself giving out the water to his ummah. And then that is such a water, that sharbatan haniatan mariatan la nazma'u ba'dahu abada. The one who drinks that water will never be thirsty for the rest of his existence. It will quench the thirst forever. In Jannah, all the drinks that will be there, not to quench the thirst would have been quenched with the drink of Kawthar. That will be just for pleasure and enjoyment. For springs of Jannah and for rivers of Jannah, anharum, fiha anharum min ma'in musaffa, wa anharum min asalim, wa anharum min khamril ladhati lisharibin, wa anharum min asalim musaffa, and the drinks of the water, and the pure wine, and the honey, and the milk, min labanil lam yataghayyar ta'mu, the drinks of the milk and the honey and everything that we can imagine, the beautiful drinks of Jannah will be there. Allahu Akbar. But that will not be to quench the thirst. The thirst would have been quenched at the Kawthar. So وَحَوْضَهُ لَنَا مَوْرِدًا. O Allah, let his house be our place of quenching of our thirst. Allahumma ahshurna fi zumrati. O Allah, raise us in his group. Let us be raised in his group. Let us be raised within his ummah. O Allah, let us be raised in his circle of loved ones and beloved ones. O Allah, raise us in that group. Wasta'milna bi sunnati. And O Allah, use us and guide us to follow his sunnah. Use us to be the ones who bring alive his sunnah. Make us of those who bring alive his sunnah. Wasta'milna bi sunnati. Make us of those who are the followers of his sunnah, who bring alive his sunnah. And watawaffana ala millati. And let us die upon his deen. It's a very beautiful, encompassing dua. We are asking to be in his group. We are asking to be those who are the ones who brought alive his sunnah in this world. Those who bring alive the sunnah, they are the ones who will be very close and beloved to him on day of Qiyamah. It is mentioned in the narration, certain people will be very close to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam on day of Qiyamah, One of them is the one who sent the most amount of durood and salam upon him. أقرب الناس إلي منزلة يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. The one who sent the most amount of durood and salam, he will be the closest to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on day of Qiyamah. And أقرب الناس منزلة إلي يوم القيامة المتقون. The people who will be closest to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah are the people of taqwa. Man kanu, wa aina kanu, wa haythu kanu, whosoever they may be, from wherever they may come, in whichever part of the world, if they are the people of taqwa, they will be closest to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. And in our narration it comes, those who had followed his akhlaq will be closest to him. Those with the best akhlaq will be the closest to him on Yawmul Qiyamah, and so on. So how a person wishes to be close to some great personality and to be in the inner circle and to be amongst the favorites and to be amongst the, you know, chosen ones, like that people aspire to be in the company of politicians and royalty and sports stars and film stars and falling stars. What do they get? Nil. They get nothing. But imagine a person strives to be in the company of Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Mursaleen. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate, how lucky are those people. So therefore, we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us this dua, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي زُمْرَتِهِ وَحِزْبِهِ. O Allah, make us from his group, from his circle of people, make us from those lucky and fortunate ones. اللَّهُمَ اجْمَعْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُ كَمَا آمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَمْ نَرَهُ. O Allah, gather us and unite us with him on the day of Qiyamah, like how we believed in him without seeing him. O Allah, let us see him and be with him on the day of Qiyamah. We brought iman upon him without seeing him. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day told us sahaba, I wish to meet my brothers. They said, are we not your brothers? He said, no, you are my companions. My brothers are those people who brought iman and belief in me without seeing me. Those are my brothers. Allahu Akbar. Just as we are desirous of meeting our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was also desirous of meeting us. Right. So, اللهم اجمع بيننا وبينه كما آمنا به. We brought iman upon him. وَلَمْ نَرَهُ. We did not even see him, but we brought iman upon him. When they were asked, Sahaba once were asked, whose iman is the most strongest and the most fascinating? They said, us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you people see me, you are seeing me, you are seeing wahi coming upon me, you see the Quran being revealed upon me. So then they asked, whose? He said, it is those that will come after you. They will not see me, but they will still believe in me. Allahu Akbar. اللهم لا تحرمنا في الجنان رؤيته. Allah, we will not see him in this world, but do not let us be from those who will be deprived of seeing him in Jannah. Grant us a vision of him in Jannah. ولا تفرق بيننا وبينه حتى تدخلنا مدخله. Do not separate us from him. Do not cause us to be separated from him. But let us be with him. Let us be in his company. Let us be around him. Let us be in his group. Let us be entered into Jannah with him. And give us the opportunities of visiting him and meeting him and seeing him in Jannah. وجعلنا من رفقائه من مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. والله make us from his friends, make us from his associates, make us from his companions, from the Anbiya and the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada and the Salihin. Obviously, nobody can become from the Anbiya. Anbiya alayhi salam are selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no election. There's no election. It's only by selection they became Anbiya alayhi salam. Siddiqeen, these are the awliya Allah, the beloved friends of Allah, that everyone can strive to become from the awliya. Shuhada, those who acquire the debt of martyrdom. Salihin, those who are from the pious and the righteous servants, which is possible for ordinary people like us, that we should strive to at least be from the Salihin. And or anyone who's from these groups here, they are the ones who will be the companions and the associates of beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. So this is a short dua, not very long, but a very, very beautiful dua, wherein all the aspects of our relationship with beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Akhirah has been explained. And that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the drink of the Kawthar. And we are asking to be the people of the Sunnah. And we want to be in his company. And that we do not want to be deprived of his vision. So may Allah ta'ala make us by his fazl and karam amongst these fortunate souls, that on the day of Qiyamah we will be blessed with the companionship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he will recognize us. We was asked that how will you recognize your ummah on the day of Qiyamah? There will be billions of human beings, from the first human being till the last human being, billions and billions. How do you make out the ummah from those billions of people? He said, how does the owner of a horse recognize the horse? By its markings. He said, my ummah will have its markings. Ghurlan, muhajjaleen. They will come on the day of Qiyamah with their markings of the wudu. And I will recognize them through the beautiful sign of the wudu and the nur of the wudu that will appear on their limbs. Their faces will have the nur of the wudu. Their arms will have the signs of the wudu and the nur of the wudu. Their head will have the sign of the wudu and the nur of the wudu because of the masa. Their feet will. So it will be like a horse that has got white legs. Well, a horse has four legs, but the human being, two white hands and two white legs. This will be how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recognize his ummah on day of Qiyamah. Those who did wuzu, they did the wuzu properly. Sometimes Sahaba used to watch little extra and used to say so that the nur can spread even more. Allahu Akbar. This is the way of our markings. This is how we will be marked, and we will be signposted, so to say, on day of Qiyamah, so that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam can recognize us. And he will recognize us, we will recognize him, and then we will be in his company, and he will be our Shafi-e-Mahshar, Saqi-e-Kawthar, Shafi-e-Mahshar sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will be the Shafi-e-Mahshar, meaning the one who will intercede on day of Qiyamah. We will be looking forward to his shafa'ah. We will look forward to his intercession. Even if we are the sinners, and we are big sinners, and we committed the major sins, then we still find that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession is going to be for the big sinners of my ummah. People of kabair, kabira sins, big sins. My intercession is for them. They will receive my intercession on day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala work, make us worthy of His intercession. Make us worthy of His companionship on day of Qiyamah. Make us worthy of drinking from Kawthar. Make us worthy of being in His company. Make us worthy of entering Jannah with Him. And make us worthy of meeting Him and greeting Him and visiting Him in Jannah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.